Really, the warm air pattern is going to begin tonight, even though we'll never feel it. Obviously, we're starting the day off today here on Thursday morning with some pretty darn cold temperatures. That weather pattern is on the move. Once we hit Friday, we're already talking about highs reaching 40 degrees. And, you know, that's almost 40 degrees warmer than it is in some parts of the area as we speak this morning. So that's already notable. The weather pattern, we're going to get west winds at the surface and aloft. That brings air from the Rocky Mountains downward, literally downward from the sky. And as that air compresses, it heats up. That's called downslope warming, also called the Chinook wind. We're going to get into that type of air, which often affects the plains, but this time it'll come through us as well. And that's going to be over the area Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're going to get a remarkable three-day stretch of decent weather coming out of this cold. And it does look like highs will reach at least around 50. If we've got the full sunshine, it does look like maybe some low 50s are possible. Even if we only make the upper 40s, I don't think it'll be too much to complain about.
And then following the weekend, what do the conditions look like after that?
Well, we're going to cool off a little bit, but it does look like we'll stay above normal for the week ahead. We're talking about a storm system coming through, maybe moving into the area on Monday and lasting through early Tuesday. Right now, that looks like it could be rain or possibly snow for the area. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Looks like that would be mainly a rain system at this point. But it's close enough to the freezing mark. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. It's far enough out that just travelers in the Midwest definitely should keep an eye on that storm. Following that, it does look like we'll cool off to near normal, which is really, it's not too cold. We're talking about lower 30s for highs.